This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise. Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned in to the Market Podcast. This is the second podcast this week after we did one a midweek after the RBI policy. With me is editor Santosh Nair, who's going to tell us all about what happened in the market this past week and what to look forward to next week. Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Thank you, Jerome.
It's really good to have you back, Santosh, especially given that there was some bit of rally after a four-week lull. So what do you think pulled the market up?
Well, yes, it was fairly a choppy week. It started off on a bearish note, but towards the end of the week, there was a good pullback. Now, expectations, that's the chatter in the market, is that the government might come out with some economic stimulus, given that the economy is in quite a bad shape. And also, there's hope that the finance ministry may dilute some of the provisions for the surcharge on foreign portfolio investors that it had imposed during the recent budget. Mm-hmm. So largely, I would say that it was a hope rally.
Okay.
Also, because prices had fallen quite sharply over the last month or so, there is usually some bit of bargain buying because prices never fall in a straight line. At some point, people see some value, then you see the market bouncing back. It happens on the way up also when markets move up for a long time and suddenly then there'll be some bit of profit taking.
Mm-hmm.
So what you saw this week is more of something of a technical rally. It's not really driven by fundamentals. There are expectations that the government may announce an economic stimulus package, mm-hmm. and probably provide some relief to foreign investors on the surcharge bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about the economic developments that happened in the past week?
Well, the major development of this week was the RBI credit policy. The RBI has cut benchmark rate by 35 basis points.
Right.
But its commentary was quite hawkish, in the sense that it's quite cautious on economic growth,
mm-hmm.
while inflation is expected to remain within control. Mm-hmm. However, it has cut growth forecast for this year from 7% to 6.9%.
Okay.
And also, if you read between the line,
mm-hmm.
it does seem that the central bank does not expect growth to pick up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be seen from the fact that the range which it had given for economic growth,
mm-hmm.
the previous time it was between 6.4% to 7.5%. That's mm-hmm. now been reduced to 5.8% to 7.5%. So if you see the lower end of the growth, it's that kind of indicates the central bank's concern on growth.
All right. Tandish, what about the business developments? Mixed earnings season?
So, you had some key numbers, Tata Steel, BHEL, Cadila Healthcare, Britannia. These were the companies that missed their earnings estimate. There was some pressure on the stocks too.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you had a decent set of numbers coming in from Aurobindo Pharma, HCL Tech, Lupin, Thermax Engineers. SpiceJet reported its highest ever quarterly profit. Mm-hmm. Hindalco's numbers were hit, clearly showing stress from the global slowdown.
Mm-hmm.
In initial public offerings, Spandana Spurti has been just about subscribed,
mm-hmm.
whereas Sterling Wilson and Solar are struggling to find, the IPOs of both these companies are struggling to find takers.
Mm-hmm. Santosh, two more sectors that we could discuss. One is the auto sector and second, the NBFC space. Both crises continue. Do we look for a turnaround sometime soon or...
Well, as far as the auto sector goes, it's under tremendous stress there. Some of the representatives did meet finance minister to appraise the ministry about the problems in the sector. We don't know what has been promised to them.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBFC space too, things look quite bleak at the moment. Now, the credit policy did offer some respite. So now banks can lend up to 20% of their Tier 1 capital to a single NBFC. Earlier, they could lend only 15%.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask the people on the street, what they are saying is that The cost of funds has come down,
okay.
But the access to funds still remains a problem because banks are very selective about whom they want to lend to.
Okay.
So while they may have cheap funds, it doesn't mean that they're just going out and, mm-hmm. and lending it to anybody who comes asking for that. And most of the small and mid businesses are facing a lot of stress at this point. So the problem is not so much about the cost of funds right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying that they're finding it a little difficult to access funds. So both auto and NBFC, both these segments
mm-hmm.
are witnessing a lot of stress. Although from a stock picker's perspective, probably this could be the time when he should be analyzing some of the good companies, the companies which will still emerge relatively unscathed when
okay.
this crisis is over. Because at some, these are all cyclical things, you know, at some
right.
time the tide will change.
Right.
So at that time, the companies which are in a better shape, obviously you earn a better return on that. So this is probably the time to be looking for quality stocks in both these sectors.
Mm-hmm. And about consumer durables, a lot of slowdown there as well.
It's again been a fairly mixed trend. Other than TV, probably the other segments have seen the offtake has not been as bad as feared. But
okay.
in general, consumer confidence is a bit low. That is the message coming out of the RBI policy survey,
okay.
which is conducted, because they are not very hopeful about their income levels going forward. So this is typical when usually whenever the economy is going through a downturn, it just reflects that. But clearly, this is a cause of worry for most of the manufacturers, because if confidence is down, how will they find takers for their products?
Right. Santosh, now this is our domestic market. Can you tell us a little about what's happening internationally?
So internationally, China devalued its currency. It's largely seen as a response to the tariffs imposed by US on its
mm-hmm.
products.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this has led to is some kind of a currency war.
Mm-hmm.
The rupee, which had been steady
mm-hmm.
for a fairly long time, that's also come under pressure because of this. The rupee was down by about 3%
mm-hmm.
over the last week. Now
mm-hmm.
it's about natural, because when other countries' currencies weaken,
right.
your currency automatically has to weaken.
Right.
And given that our fundamentals of the economy are not in the best of shape,
mm-hmm.
this is but inevitable. There was also a feeling that relative to our fundamentals,
mm-hmm.
the rupee was slightly overvalued. So
okay.
it doesn't really hurt if the sum of that overvaluation does go off.
Okay.
But in general, weak rupee is not good for emerging markets. That's because foreigners then become a bit cautious about putting money there,
okay.
because the value of their holdings will depreciate
right.
if the currency depreciates.
Right.
So far, over the last 1 month, foreign funds have pulled out close to about 25,000 crore. That's close to $4 billion. What's been supporting the stock still
mm-hmm.
is steady inflows into domestic mutual funds.
Okay.
While the returns have turned negative almost on a 1 year and in some cases even on a 2 year basis,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people still feel that, you know, when the sentiment changes, probably, you know, they'll more than make up for the losses, for the current losses.
Okay. A little bit on the Kashmir issue. If there is turmoil in the scenic state of Jammu and Kashmir, will that impact the markets?
Probably it could briefly impact investor sentiment, because right now the economy itself is going through a crisis. So
mm-hmm.
should there be a problem, then of course it's hypothetical.
Right.
Probably some bit of the government bandwidth will have to go in addressing those issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be slightly worrying for investors.
All right. Santosh, thank you so much for these valuable insights. I would surely want to see some more movement in the market in the coming week. I've taken your advice that you had given last week, saying that this is a good time to invest. Bad news is a good time to invest. Thank you so much again.
Thanks, Jerome.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you have any query and in case you want Santosh to address them for you, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I'd repeat that, it's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.